Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Thanks for joining us today on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We talk all the time on this show about a retirement income plan and tax-focused financial plans. Having an income plan for retirement, you know you got to have a plan. You hear me say it ad nauseum all the time, but the thing is, most people don't really know how a retirement income plan actually works. It's almost got to be this just phrase that's lost a lot of meaning. Most people have just been sold investments over the years, and their broker kind of masquerades that just selling them stuff, selling them investments, that's a retirement plan, when in reality, it is far from it. So when we talk about having a plan, we call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. It's about having a plan that covers where your income's coming from in retirement, how much risk you should or should not take, how to legally pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime. If you had a healthcare event like long-term care, how would you pay for it? And also making sure you got the right documents in place for your estate. Most people don't have that. Most people just have a junk drawer of investments, stuff they've been sold over the years, stocks, bonds, annuities, life insurance. They got all these old 401ks and IRAs, but they've got no idea how it all fits together. It's like a financial junk drawer. Well, today we're going to dig in on how our Retirement Success Blueprint, a real financial plan, actually works for you. So before we go down this week's rabbit hole on how a retirement plan actually works, let me make this quick offer to you. If what I just said, having a plan that covers where your income's coming from in good markets and bad, how much risk you should or should not take, how to legally pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime, making sure that healthcare events are covered, and making sure you got the right documents in place for your estate plan, if that makes sense to you and you don't have that, you just got that junk drawer of investments? Give us a call. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call, and I personally will answer your questions and fill in the gaps that might be missing in your plan. There is no do-over in retirement, so let's get this right. Everything's at stake. To set up that 15-minute complimentary strategy call with me personally, give us a call. We'll give you a call back on Monday and get you on the schedule to get your questions answered. How do you get that complimentary strategy call? Let us know, 866-316-0822. Once again, that's 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com and request it right there. So I know you're thinking, retirement plan. Mike, all you do is talk about retirement plans. And yes, I get it. We're supposed to plan. I got it. Now, oftentimes, we'll have people that come in. You can come in from the radio show if you're listening here. We do a lot of educational events across the country. We do weekly webinars. We do some live events each month. So people will come in, and we see a lot of people. And each year, new people. And it's, hey, by the way, I already have this financial plan or this retirement plan. Okay, great. And it's like this 50 or 100-page thing. And we're like, all right, well, tell us what that means or kind of walk us through it. And they look at us kind of dumbfounded and like, oh, I got no idea. This thing's been collecting dust on the shelf for so long, I have no idea what it is. And I'm like, I don't think I would understand that either. I do this for a living, but if you send me 50, 60 pages or 100 pages, I'm even going to get lost in it, right? So it's got to be a little simpler than that. So that's a bit tough. Or we see the total opposite spectrum as well. We see this far more often, which is, I've never done this. I've got no idea. I just know I'm supposed to save. I'm supposed to invest. I got my 401k. I'm going to get my Social Security someday. And it's like, what do you mean by a plan? right? And this is even people that are working with an advisor. They might have an investment plan, but they really don't have a financial plan. Even most people I speak with that have an advisor said all they talk about is investments. They don't talk about saving money on taxes or talking about updating their estate plan or where their income is going to come from in retirement. They really don't give any advice. And I hear plans so often, but if you got in my head, I'm not sure most people out there could even describe what a real financial plan is supposed to look at. So let me do a little bit of laying the land here. The number one thing of a retirement plan, you can keep it simple. Some of your things are more simple. Some of you like more complex things, but let's just start out simple, which is how much income do you need in retirement, right? And when I say need, I mean to do the things you want to live your life, the life you want to live in retirement, not just kind of pinch pennies and say you're retired, but actually accomplish the things that you're retired to. So a lot of times this might just mean generating the same amount of income in retirement as when you were working. Like, hey, whatever our lifestyle was before I retired, I just want to keep that same lifestyle without having to go to work. So if you just think of it that way, it's how much income do you need? Bam, that's number one. Then the next thing is going to be things like adding up your social securities, your pensions, your rental incomes, whatever income is already going to be coming in. So you add that up. Now, that might not equal all the income you need. So you might have a gap, an income gap. And now, essentially, that gap's like, okay, well, that tells me how much additional income I need for my savings. Because then my savings, my retirement accounts, has to generate that income gap to cover it for the rest of your lives so that your money lasts as long as you do. So that's as simply as a way to think about a retirement plan, is do I have enough income coming in good markets and bad, that's going to last me, and if you're married, your spouse, for the rest of your life. It's the pure math of the plan. Then the real retirement plan starts, where it's, okay, where am I getting that income from? Am I pulling it from my IRAs? Which accounts do I tap first? How is that going to affect my taxes? Or am I pulling it from my non-IRAs and spending some savings? Or is it a combination of both? What's my tax plan? How do I know that I can minimize my taxes every year by where, which accounts you pull from and the order you pull that money from? Then there's the investment plan. Well, in order to accomplish that income goal, which investments do I need to put where to generate the income for me? But if I've got a 25 or 30 year retirement ahead of me, I got to make sure it's a rising income that keeps up with inflation, the cost of living. So what are the investments geared for income? But then other investments are probably geared more for growth to kind of keep ahead of inflation. So some investments probably are just safe to say that this is for if an emergency happens, right? You can grab it in a pinch, it's liquid, it's available. And then even things like when and how you claim Social Security. It's what's my plan? Why am I taking Social Security now or why am I waiting? Show me on a sheet of paper when and why I should take Social Security at a certain age. And if you're married, how do you coordinate the two benefits? You don't just start them both at the same time. There's an art and a science to the timing to maximize your Social Security. So example, we run a Social Security analysis when you come in, and we'll show you if you claim Social Security today, you'll get X dollars over your lifetime. If you wait a few years, you'll receive Y dollars over your lifetime. Would it make a difference if I said if you take it now, your break-even is when you're 80 versus when your break-even is 72? Of course it would. So you need to coordinate it all so that you can make an educated decision. And notice none of that has anything to do with how you're invested, which is all your broker wants to talk about. You need to coordinate income, assets, taxes, Social Security, long-term care, and your estate plan into one plan, your own retirement success blueprint, your own customized financial plan. So you're just chipping away at it bit by bit. Does that make sense? A little bit more general words, but just how a plan basically starts coming together. It's a plan of what you want that tells us the math. It's like, how is that going to happen? Where am I going to put my money? Where am I pulling out my money? And why do I have it set up this way? And everybody's situation's different, so a lot of people just make mistakes because it's just willy-nilly. They just start pulling money out of their 401ks, their IRAs, or start spending their savings. And you could just cause extra taxes by pulling it from the wrong accounts at the wrong time. It could cause you to not have the investments that are rooted for you, and the list kind of just goes on and on. So when I say how a retirement plan works, I want people to understand how fickle this can be as far as the assumptions that you use and how massive of a difference it can make in your retirement lifestyle, in how much money you have. So I was just looking at a sample retirement income plan. Not even a real person. We're just putting a sample plan together. This is a hypothetical 65-year-old person. And this 65-year-old person has $1 million, and they want to generate about $5,000 a month for retirement income, right? So they want about $60,000 a year after taxes for income. So I'm not going to get into all the specifics. That's not the point of things, like what we use for inflation and taxes and all that stuff. But just 65-year-old with $1 million wants $5,000 a month after taxes and plans to live till 90. Now, if we assume they only earn around 4% a year on those investments, right, maybe interest and dividends, they'll have $1.1 million left after 90. And that's after taxes, and that's after generating the income that they need in a rising income that keeps up with inflation. So, I mean, that's a great plan, right? Literally, we're able to generate what you need, and even 25 years later, you actually got a little bit more than you started with. Now, let's keep everything exactly the same. But let's assume you only earn 3% a year instead of 4%. Not the 4 that I used the first time. This time you've only got $520,000 left by 90. So that's one of the things when I talk about a retirement plan, when I talk about not doing things willy-nilly, a lot of times people think this is really small. Well, what's a 1% difference? It's not like people wouldn't prefer the 4% over 3 or the 10% over the 9. That's not what people say, but it's more when I say things like, man, if we can analyze this stuff, if we can work on this stuff for you, roll up our sleeves, maybe we can actually change some of the things you're doing where we can see if we get an extra percent or so, and it doesn't mean you got to take a lot more risk, we just know where it's coming from. It doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but like an extra 1% or 2%, and I just give you an example where the difference is almost $600,000. That 1% difference over retirement is a $600,000 difference over the course of the retirement plan. And so that same kind of thought process, that same example, it applies to every couple percent that you overpay in taxes too, that you might pay each year when it's unnecessary, when there may be ways to legally avoid paying that extra 1, 2, 3, 5, 10% in taxes, or even just the way you choose Social Security and what that strategy is. Things that don't seem like in a vacuum this big a deal end up adding to massive differences in the quality of your retirement plan. So it's even more shocking for people to see the difference of extra income this creates for them. So this same example, the same 65-year-old that came in with $1 million, just wanted $5,000 a month. Again, if we assume 4%, remember they had $1.1 million left as a legacy at 90. Now let's keep everything else the same. Let's assume they want $6,000 a month of income, not five, right? So now they need $72,000 a year, not $60,000. It's like, well, what if I wanted $6,000 when I thought I needed five, but maybe I needed six instead? Well, this time by 90, they would have $425,000 left, not $1.1 million. So sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, you're telling me that one extra $1,000 a month, you tell me $1,000 a month difference, whether I needed five or six, is several hundred thousands of dollars to me by the time retirement's over. So think of how scary that can be if you don't actually have a plan. You might be sitting there thinking, oh, I might need $7,000 in my budget, but you were wrong and you needed $8,000. That can be the difference between a retirement plan being beautiful or failing along the way. Or think of it like this, and I don't know, my 401k seems like it's doing fine. Well, maybe you had a bad funds or bad other things, right? Maybe you just had some investments that were high fee investments. That can be the difference between failure or not. Or I'll just pull money out here and the taxes are the taxes. I'm paying whatever. Well, that can mean the difference between success. And sometimes it's not as much as dramatic success or failure. And here's the way I think of it. You might have worked 50, 60, 70,000 hours in your life to build up the savings that you have. And now I'm trying to paint a picture of how each little thing here or there can make a huge difference. You know, we like to say, you know, small hinges swing big doors. I mean, it's time for your money to work as hard for you as you did for it. And that's what our process does here. So if you've got someone you trust already, if you're already doing all this, that's fantastic. But for the other 90% of you, it's not being done. That's not what the industry does. They call themselves financial planners, but they don't plan anything. They sell you stuff. So for those of you that aren't doing this, that have never actually had a real financial plan built, we call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. For those of you who work with a broker who hasn't really built a real financial plan, you've just got that junk drawer of stuff, for you, it's not as complicated as you might think. It's really just you telling us, hey, here's what we're looking to do. Here's what we want to do. Here's what we want to have. Here's how much income we think we need. And it's up to us trying to tighten up all these things and make them as best as possible. And it turns out to have a huge difference just by going through the process. So I think you work way too hard for your money, way too hard. You work, you save your entire life, you make sacrifices. You got to have an analysis like this. There's no cost, there's no obligation when we start with you. Whatever your questions are, we've helped thousands of people in Illinois and Wisconsin. In fact, we've got clients in 27 different states. Good financial advice knows no geography. We'd love to help you next. I'm going to give you the phone number again. If you want to set up a 15-minute strategy call to see if we can help you, complimentary, 866-316-0822. Once again, 866-316-0822. Just say you want to set up a 15-minute strategy call to see if we can help, and then we'll call you back Monday and get you on the calendar. You can always go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com and sign up there as well. So today we're talking about the way a retirement plan actually works. And it's also just understanding the importance of having a plan. The things that we're hoping to do in retirement aren't going to happen by accident. They happen through planning, and it's really important we recognize that. I mean, you don't end up getting the house you want without at least thinking through it, right? And doing some work, investigating is a process. You don't end up probably in the right school district or doing things with your kids by accident. We know as parents, and I got three kids of my own, how much work we have to put into that. There's just a lot of things in your life that actually require some thought. And I don't know why people would think that retirement would be any different. So it's important to have a written financial plan. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. And I mean, here's a few common mistakes we see from people. We think cost them just with all the before mentioned things that we talked about. Here's some common mistakes we see. One thing I see a lot right now is what I call a rising tide lifting all boats the last 12 years. So before 2022, when the market kind of tanked, everybody just thought the market only kind of goes up, right? Because we had a major crash since 08, 09. So it's what you call recency bias, right? Well, things were good before, so things are going to be good now. And even after COVID, after 2020, we had the 35% sell-off in the market in 3 weeks, but we still finished the year positive for the year, right? This V-shaped recovery. And then, of course, with all the free money from the government and all the stimulus money and everything going out there, then 21 was a great year in the market. Why? Because it was free money and 0% interest rates. Well, 2022 was the exact opposite of that, right? So when you think about it, one of the things is the recency bias that people feel. And they just kind of make assumptions that everything's going to be fine. But it's really hard to see whether you've got a bad investment or a bad mutual fund or you're paying high fees in some type of product or account when everything's going up. So it's harder to find something that's not good when the money's still up in value, right? You know, if you were up 11% and you were paying 2% in fees, well, you didn't even notice it. You were just happy you were up 11. But when you were down 13 and everything else was down 11, but it's because of the fees you were down 13, well, wouldn't you like to know that? People just don't pay as much attention. Now, sometimes it's just subjective. And I'm not sitting here promising you that no matter what you have, got some magic answer to get you the better return. No. Some of you might be in really good things. I'm just saying many of you might not be. Or even if you got 10 funds, 8 of them are good, maybe 2 of them aren't. You know, we do a fee analysis with clients where we break down and they say, hey, I'm not paying any fees here, whether it's in their 401k or somewhere else. And next thing you know, we run the reports and we say, hey, this fund has a 0.5% fee. This one's got a 1.5% fee. This one's got a 1% fee. It's all in the prospectus that nobody reads. So if you've got an advisory account and your advisor's charging you 1.5%, but you look at your statement, you're in a bunch of funds, a bunch of ETFs, understand that above and beyond just that advisory fee, all of those individual funds and ETFs have additional fees inside of them. So what we always say is, okay, wait, if the advisor isn't managing the money because he's just dumping in a bunch of funds, then what are you paying the advisor for if you're not actually getting any additional advice? Something to think about. You know, sometimes you've outgrown your advisor. Now, so some of you, once again, might be in excellent things, but why cost yourself potential money by not having this stuff looked at? And that's something I want to put on your radar, is a rising tide lifts all boats, right? When the market was going straight up, nobody cared what they were paying. But now all of a sudden things roll over. And now all of a sudden those high fees and those bad products, now they really kind of stand out. So most people I talk to, they're like, hey, you know, year to date, market's up, so my stuff's going up, so I guess I shouldn't worry, right? Doesn't work that way. You want to know what you own and what the costs are of what you own. So that's the problem sometimes. But you still want to get this stuff looked at. And that's something we're happy to help you with. It's just a free analysis of what's called the good, the bad, the ugly, right? Let's make sure if I can make an easy switch from this fund to this fund and it reduces your fees but still accomplishes what you're trying to, that's more money in your pocket. Why not have something like that? So that's the one thing I see is just kind of complacency, just not having a written plan out, not understanding the fees that you're already paying. Because a written financial plan or retirement plan that includes the investment part of the plan, what do you need your money to do? What's my money doing currently? Is that good or bad? And a little analysis of what I've actually got is something better. Another thing that's a common mistake without having a financial plan is people having too much in just bonds and in cash and CDs and things right now. Yes, we know the Fed's raised rates. Yes, we know the cash and the CDs, things might be paying you a little bit more. But if you take a look at the 2-year, the 3-year, the 5-year, why aren't they paying you more for that? Your 3-month rate is almost the equivalent of your 2-year rate, which is the equivalent of your 5-year rate. And why is the bank not really paying you much on that? Because they know the Fed's almost done raising interest rates. And they also know that they're probably going to be coming down towards the end of the year or early next year. Otherwise, they would pay you more for locking up your money longer. So if we're enjoying really high short-term rates, that's great, but understand they're probably coming down within the year. So you need to be positioned accordingly. So a lot of times this happens because people are just paralyzed, right? Not knowing their options, so they keep too much in cash too long. Or a lot of times people get busy, so stuff just sits in cash too long. And I'll meet people for the first time, and let's say they got 200 grand in cash or 600 grand in cash. And it's like, okay, tell me how you got there. And it's like, it's killing me that they're nothing. They just get busy, they didn't know what to do, or maybe they panicked during the March 2020 sell-off, or they panicked last year in 2022 and they sold out when the market crashed, and they just been sitting in cash, not knowing when to get in. Yet they might have missed some fantastic opportunities to actually earn better interest or even some potential market gains on the rebound. Now you could get a better safe return, but you got to know what's available out there. So if you're just tuning in now and you missed what we talked about a few minutes ago, I'll give you an example. I gave an example of a retirement plan and the difference between earning 4% a year versus 3% a year over this person's course of a retirement plan was a $600,000 difference. Now, I don't know what the difference might be for your plan. Could be less or more. But the point being is if you're sitting in too much cash, if you don't have a plan, you're just sitting there in cash. When you do have a plan and someone like me kind of toggles the lower rate of return and the higher one, all of a sudden you're like, oh my word, this cash is costing me tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands over my lifetime. You see how a financial plan can even help on things like that? That's why it's so important to have a written retirement plan, because it actually shows you what you've got, what the difference between doing something or not, and its impact on you. Again, sometimes there are people like, I really don't need this money anyways, whatever. So that's why it's in cash. Well, it's like you're losing a lot of money, and when you figure inflation, you're probably actually going backwards, right? Another mistake that we see a lot of times is just not maximizing the real estate. And the reason I say that is because if you're living in Illinois, real estate's gone up so much the last 12 years, especially the last 3 or 4, that a lot of you aren't even getting competitive rents for those that have rental real estate. And if you could transfer this real estate into a different rental real estate, you might actually be able to pick up a lot more income. Now, again, that's subjective. Certainly not suggesting everybody should do that. Some of you have perfectly fine real estate, but again, I see a lot of people where it's just outdated. And as you get in retirement, again, every $1,000 a month counts. And if you can really increase your yield on real estate, even pick up some new depreciation schedules or some new tax benefits, whatever the case may be, some of you may just not want to be landlords anymore. We can teach you how to get out of the real estate, minimize your taxes, or at least defer them. So maximizing real estate is one we see is a big problem all the time as well. And then choosing Social Security and pensions the wrong way, yet another common problem. When we've got a whole Social Security presentation we do here, we've been doing it for years, we teach you how to maximize Social Security. Without a plan, it's impossible to do that. And then finally, a common mistake we see is people just pulling money from the wrong accounts each year, putting investments in the wrong accounts each year, just costing themselves extra taxes either today or over their lifetime. So really, the bottom line of this entire part of the show is just meant to tell you that I know a retirement plan sounds like a boring thing. And honestly, it's a vague thing. It's ethereal. And if you just don't really understand what it is, I try to keep it a lot more simple for you. What do you want? What are you looking to do? What do you have? Just come into our office. There's no cost, no obligation. We'll spend up to a couple visits with you, give you as many answers as we can. And I'll tell you this, certainly not everybody becomes a client, but I am proud to say, having done this for 22 years, as a fiduciary financial planner, that every time over the years and the thousands of people that we've helped, everybody says it was worth their time to come in for this process. So again, no cost, no obligation, really no reason not to. You've spent almost 70,000 hours working to get to retirement. Isn't it worth an hour of your time to make sure you're doing things right and not missing any potential opportunities? Our number is 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, or go to our website, crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. And right now, we're giving away 5 free copies of Michael's Amazon best-selling book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. This insightful read focuses on the 5 key areas of retirement planning: income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Purpose-Based Investing from Michael Stewart will answer 3 key questions. Am I going to be okay? Will I have enough income in retirement to last as long as I do? And if something happens to me, will my family or those I care about be okay? Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. Available for the first 5 callers right now at 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Thanks for joining us today on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Chicago, Wisconsin, and serving clients in 27 states across this great country. Today, we've been discussing how a retirement plan actually works. Now, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. A Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get it out to you. No cost, no obligation. It's got more than one thing in it because you need more than one thing. We'll mail it out at our expense and get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands. Touch base anytime with us. I'm sure you're going to find it very helpful. So to change the subject on some recent news, I don't know how your retirement accounts are doing. Markets sold off double digits back in 2022. Mine are holding up pretty well. Not as good as the founder of PayPal, right, who made some headlines a few months ago back with what's going on with his Roth IRA. And I guess maybe some things that we can learn how this could impact us, right? So I said, despite the recent sell-off, my accounts are holding up pretty well, right? And, you know, not as good as Peter Thiel, though. If you remember in 2022, so for those of you that didn't hear, it was popped up on the radar. Peter Thiel, the founder of PayPal, along with Elon Musk, also hedge fund investor in a variety of things, just a very prominent business person overall. Again, most probably notable as the founder of PayPal. The story was coming out that he now famously has this $5 billion Roth IRA. So I don't want to be hyperbolic when I say this, and I mean this in all sincerity. That is the most amazing investment account literally in the history of mankind. So like I said, I wanted to preface that. I wanted in a sober way, really, that is the most amazing investment account in history. $5 billion tax-free that will never be taxed. And keep in mind, when I say never be taxed, there's a few basic rules people need to follow with a Roth IRA, and I can guarantee you Peter Thiel is going to follow those. So yes, it's going to keep growing and come out forever tax-free. Look, on its surface, that's wild, right? That's basically fake money to the rest of us. That's just a whole different world that we can all giggle at. But it's more impressive when you stop to think that the Roth IRAs are pretty new. It's like 1999. Senator William Roth, that's who it's named after. When Roth first came out, it was a $2,000 contribution each year max. That's how much you could put into it. So right off the bat, now look, eventually it increased to $7,500 this year if you're over 50, $6,500 if you're under 50. But from 1999 until now, I don't care what you're earning, you're not going to grow that thing to $5 billion. So, okay, that's one way to look at it. Now, you also have to have Roth conversions, and that popped up towards the later 2000s, early 2010s. You could take existing traditional IRAs and 401ks, convert them into a Roth IRA. Now, for all of you out there with 401ks and IRAs, when taxes are lower, like right now, we are encouraging a lot of people to look at Roth conversions. So that's something for you to even look at if you reach out. So reach out, we'll help you determine, does a Roth conversion make sense? And if so, at what level? And is it going to impact your income tax? Is it going to impact your Medicare? But again, I don't care how big your IRA was, you probably didn't grow it to $5 billion. And if you were, you probably weren't going to convert it at all, right? Because from a tax endpoint, it's pretty insane. So some 401ks started to allow Roth 401k options this last decade, and you can put more like $30,000 into them. But again, still a far cry. So how is that possible? Well, for Peter Thiel, he was able to take the initial PayPal shares at fractions of pennies per share and put them in his Roth IRA. And then the explosion of growth that happened on PayPal happened inside that tax-free Roth. So that's if you're wondering the kind of thing of how it happened, but it's a good lesson here of paying tax on the seed instead of the harvest. So because that's what a Roth IRA is. When you put money in a Roth, you're using after-tax money. You don't get a tax deduction. But whatever happens to that Roth, it forever grows tax-free. When you take it out, you get income from it tax-free. When you pass away, your kids, your grandkids, whoever your beneficiaries are going to be able to take it out tax-free. Pay tax on the seed, not the harvest. So once again, when we go back, if you want to stash away a lot of money, the Roth 401k over time tends to have a lot of additional things for you that can really make a huge impact when it comes to after-tax money. So one of the things like backdoor Roth IRAs and that, that's something that you wind up hearing that Congress is kind of taking a look at because they're trying to find all the ways that you can't continue to stash money away tax-free or take advantage of some of the loopholes in Congress. But it's pretty important that you at least explore, do Roth conversions make sense for you? If you'd like to have a conversation about that, we're happy to do so. 866-316-0822. Set up a 15-minute strategy call. 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com, crystallaketax.com. One of the great things about the way I built the practice is not only do we have fiduciary financial advisors, but we have a CPA and a full tax team in-house. We have a legal team that we work with our clients' estate planning all in-house. Everything that we do, it's a one-stop shop. Your investments, your financial planning, your tax preparation, your tax planning, your estate planning, your healthcare planning, all under one roof. That way, when we tell you, hey, this is what makes most sense for you as a fiduciary, guess what? It's taking into consideration all of those different parts. So once again, that's an important thing here. So by the way, I want to clarify something. When we talk about Roths, I've certainly had a lot of people through my career get pretty paranoid. One of the reasons I might not do a Roth, I'm worried Congress is going to change the rules someday and tax the Roth. Well, that's not going to happen. It's not. Period. End of story. And if you look at the entire history of our tax code, the entire tax history we have in this country, when changes are made, people are grandfather clauseed in. So, I mean, to this day, I see things on pre-TEFRA and post-TEFRA, which was an 80s tax law. So trust me when I tell you again, it's not like I have the legislative authority, so should be clear about that. Can't promise this, but they're just not going to change the Roth conversions, at least for money that was already in it. They're not going to retroactively change your Roth. It might change things going forward, which is why you should take advantage of it today. But I've always committed that we just decide, does a Roth make sense? It's just too good of a deal, right? And Congress may not allow to put more money in it if your income's too high or something. Sure. Again, we live a long time. So maybe this congressman and others are looking at a potential 20, 25-year-old that makes a bunch of money, doesn't want to allow that to compound tax-free for the next 60 years. That's a lot of missed tax revenue for the government. But especially if this happens in masses, who knows? But it's really only another viable way for you to look at it. It's part of your overall plan. So one thing that's really important is the why. When you think a lot about the tax benefits that exist, it's not, again, it's never a free lunch. The government does things in order to promote people to do stuff that will ultimately, once again, save the government money. So when you look at things like giving people an advantage for retirement accounts, if people are impoverished in their retirement, we have to create entitlement programs to take care of them. That's a lot more expensive than you just saving for yourself and encouraging you to do that. So the government creates these tax breaks for things like retirement accounts because they want you to save. It's actually better in the long run for them. Even think of all the charitable deductions we get. Obviously, a lot cheaper than the government having to provide every charity in the world something versus individual people just deciding to do it. So in order to promote that, some tax breaks that the world would go around in that regard. So just know that another phenomenon in the whole conversation on planning when it comes to that. So for somebody like me to understand compounding, I look at this Roth IRA thing and I'm like, holy heck. So they could just decide whatever Roth money you have, that's protected. You're good. But anybody else in the future, sorry. And maybe they still just allow traditional IRAs, the pre-tax stuff. They're not going to probably ever get rid of everything for that reason that I mentioned. They want people to save. So I don't know that I see this too, because the thing is about Roth conversions is they get their tax revenue now. The government forces you to pay some taxes now. But the government's thinking may change when they realize that allowing these Roth conversions in the future give them some tax now, but a lot less tax later. And that's why we build that into our proactive tax planning when we're doing a financial plan for clients. So that's the other battle with this. Even though it's an amazing deal, they don't necessarily want people to defer taxes in traditional IRAs for like 60 years either. So I don't know. That's not much traction on it yet, but the broader conversation, one thing I want to mention too that I almost forgot on today's show is I talk a lot about how there's a lot of great things about 401ks, but the one real challenge, or maybe the negative 401ks, you're limited to the choices in your plan. So we always tell clients, hey, there's nothing you can do about it while you're still working, right? Before you're 59 and a half, you're stuck with that work retirement plan. But if you leave or you quit or you retire, you should do this thing called a rollover. You roll over your 401k to an IRA, and now you have the entire universe of investment choices, as aggressive or as conservative as you want to be where you are in this stage of life. There's one other instance, and folks, you really want to listen to this one because we've helped a lot of people with it. There's one other instance where people can do a rollover and you still continue to work for the company. It's called an in-service rollover. So if you're 59 and a half or older, most plans, most 401k and 403b plans, allow for what's called an in-service rollover. An in-service rollover is where once you turn 59 and a half or older, you can roll over the vested part of your 401k into an IRA so you have more choices. You still get to contribute new money from your paycheck to the 401k. You still get the employer match on the new money going in, so nothing changes with the contributions. It just allows you to take your current 401k, move it over to an IRA while you're still working, and have more investment choices that are more suitable for your stage of life. You see, because the thing, as somebody's within 5 years of retirement or already retired and still has a 401k is not meant for those approaching retirement, or especially those in retirement. A 401k is for the young, 20s, 30s, 40s. It's an accumulation and benefit tool. Save your money in the stock market, 20, 30, 40, 50. But once you're 59 and a half, 60, 62, 65, you aren't looking for accumulation anymore, right? It's not that you don't want growth. But you're getting closer to retirement. You know, you need to protect this money. You need to position it to generate retirement income for you. You need to be positioned to where it doesn't make sense to do conversions so you can stay in a lower tax bracket, but also get tax-free income in the future. You can't afford to have a 20, 30, 50% loss of your life savings wiped out in a market crash as you're so close to your in retirement. If you look at most 401ks, they probably got 30 different mutual funds to choose from or those target date funds. And 26 of the 30 are stock funds. right? So you might have a couple bond funds, maybe a stable value or money market fund, but nothing to really get more conservative with. So if you're over 59 and a half, you've got a 401k, either a current one or an old one, there may be a better way to allocate your assets to protect them and do what's called an in-service rollover and start generating income off your investments for retirement. Reduce your risk, increase your income. That's what retirement's all about. If you want to know more about in-service rollovers, the pros and cons, give us a call. We'll schedule a 15-minute strategy call. I'll personally answer your questions and see if an in-service rollover makes sense for you. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Just mention in-service rollover when you call, and then we'll get you on the calendar on Monday. So I don't know about your personal situation yet, but if you got questions about this, certainly reach out to us. And that goes for all of you listening. Anything we can do to help, we've helped thousands of people in Illinois, Wisconsin, across the country. I'm going to invite you in. You can spend up to 2 meetings with us. There's no cost, no obligation. There's a lot of ways we've helped out clients. If you've got any questions, anything we can do to help you out on your situation, financial planning, tax planning, estate planning, we'd love to do so as well. Our number is 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back with some more insights.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Investing in the stock market these days is like riding a roller coaster. One minute you're moving up slow and steady just the way you like it, and then all of a sudden, your investment portfolio is in a free fall, up 800 points, down 800 points. It can be very scary. A lot of people no longer gamble with their retirement in the stock market. If you are tired of the ride and want to look at safer options or would like to learn a better way to grow your money during these times,
call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Thanks for joining us today on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we've been talking about how a retirement plan actually works. Now, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I've put together what I'd like to refer to as a Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit, got a copy of my recently published book in it, Retirement Success Blueprint. Companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge simply by calling 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get out to you. We'll even cover the postage. 866-316-0822. The Retirement Success Toolkit. Now, the Fed's been talking and has been aggressively raising interest rates all throughout 2022. They've slowed down a little bit in 2023, but I want to share some things on the pulse of what's going on with the economy. See, one of the biggest things that's happening right now with the Fed aggressively raising interest rates is that when you look at 2022, it pushed the price of bonds down. The bond index, the ag index, finished down about 15%. I believe it was 13% last year. Doesn't mean that everything wasn't still paying you interest and dividends at the same rate. It just means your principal, even on your more conservative bonds, were down 13%, because as interest rates go up, your principal tends to go down. It's one of the reasons we don't like bond funds. We prefer individual bonds. Another thing that happened is the party was over for most of the stock market. NASDAQ was down 33%. The S&P 500 was down about 19% for the year. Now, we've had a really strong rebound in the first, call it, month and a half, 2 months of the year. But once again, that's starting to roll over and more than likely is going to be short-lived. What the Fed is doing by aggressively raising interest rates is trying to, one, kind of dampen down the bonds, which it's done, dampen down the stock market, which it's done, dampen down real estate, which it's done, and then dampen down the employment rate to basically raise the unemployment rate a little bit, because we've got a lot of labor inflation going on right now. So they're trying to tackle inflation. They're trying to tackle this huge bubble in everything for assets, and they're trying to kind of take out that labor inflation that's happened the last couple of years, and you only do that by increasing unemployment. But that's the sticky part. It hasn't really happened. Inflation is still sticky and it's going to remain higher for longer. But what you're seeing is every time the Fed continues to raise interest rates, they risk going too far, because when the Fed raises interest rates, we don't see it hit the economy for another 3 or 6 months. So right now, with everything beginning to slow, economy's still in decent shape, but everything's starting to slow, manufacturing, supplies, a lot of components in the economy are slowing down right now when you look through the windshield and look at the current reports. So we're heading towards a recession. How deep? Who knows? Is it a soft landing like the Fed hopes for? Is it a deep recession? Who knows? All we know is that as the Fed continues to raise interest rates, that's going to be problematic on a go-forward basis. So once again, the best time to protect what you have is before you lose it, right? So keep that in mind when we talk about what's your tax plan, what's your financial plan, what's your retirement income plan, what's your estate plan, what's your health care plan. That's what we're talking about, how a retirement plan actually works. You need to have all five of those components. You just don't need a junk drawer of stuff, because the Fed's pushing us towards a recession. We don't think that's necessarily going to stop. We think they're going to accomplish their end goal, but it's going to be painful. So just prepare and protect yourself and your family. Folks, you are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, we've put together what I call the Retirement Success Toolkit. The Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit could be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. We'll send that out to you at no cost to you. We'll even cover the postage, 866-316-0822, or even go to crystallaketax.com and request it there, and we'll get you out this critical Retirement Success Toolkit. I'm sure you're going to find it very helpful. It's got more than one thing in it, because you need more than one thing to have a successful retirement. So we've been talking about bubbles or potential bubbles, not just in real estate, but even are we still in a stock bubble? So despite the pullbacks, you've noticed it, you know, last year with, you know, basically stocks being down anywhere between 19 to 30% in 2022, we've seen an early year rally. But a lot of the things that have rallied have actually been the lower quality stocks. It's as if the entire investment community is just jonesing for another bull market. So every time they get an opportunity, they just keep throwing more money into junk, hoping for a big rebound. You remember the GameStop and the meme stocks and all those kind of things over the last couple of years. Well, what you're seeing is that's one of the things that the Fed is concerned about. The Fed's worried about that there's this zest and this lust for just more returns, more returns. So the slightest hint that the Fed may be done raising interest rates or inflation's coming down, people are just pouring into more risk. And that's the opposite of what the Fed wants to see, right? If you take a look at all the market reports, you know, the investment outlooks for 2023, typically most of the investment banks in years past are all going to have their numbers pretty close to each other. But what they wind up doing is saying, oh, market's going to go up, you know, 10, 15%, and that's rah-rah stock market cheerleaders. Well, what happened this year when all the big investment banks did their investment outlooks? There was a few that were relatively positive, a few that actually expect the year to be negative. But just as importantly, the aggregate, if you put them all together, they think that there's more pain ahead in the economy, more pain ahead in the markets. And yeah, maybe second half of the year, towards the end of the year, we get a rally and kind of get back to even. Most of the largest investment banks out there forecasted a 5% or less gain for the year. And if you take a look at the rally in January and early February that we saw, that may have been a majority of the gains that were in for the year, which means, are we going to roll over from here? Folks, real estate from a pricing standpoint is still in a bubble. We've given back some, softened a little bit with higher mortgage rates, but we've given back some of the gains, but nowhere even near a third of the gains of the last couple of years that have been priced in. Now, we're not calling for a real estate crash, but what we're saying is there's more softening ahead of us in the real estate market. When we take a look at where the market is priced right now with what they call a PE ratio, right? When you're going out today to buy a stock or even keep the one that you own, you are essentially saying, I'm investing in the future profits and outlook of that business as a capitalist. And that's a great thing, and we should all believe in that in the long run. But in the short term, if you take a look at where the market is priced today on a PE ratio, guess what? It's still in a bubble. It's still high. There's more room for the market to come back down. And as earnings continue to drift lower this year on a lot of companies, it just means that the market is overpriced. We take a look at fixed income. There's some great buys in the individual bond market right now. You've got investment grade quality individual bonds that you can buy for 85, 90 cents on the dollar right now. So not only are you earning about a 5% yield or so, you have the opportunity for 10 or 15% capital appreciation in that same conservative bond. There are always opportunities out there. Heck, even on the insurance side, you know, a lot of people hate talking about annuities and things like that. There's 3 and 5 year fixed rate. So think of it like, you know, CDs are FDIC insured through the bank. They're paying you about 4% now. On the fixed rate annuity side, what they call a fixed annuity, it's the insurance version of a CD, just insured by the insurance company instead of the bank. Guess what? Those are yielding 5.5% right now. Safe money opportunities over a 3-5 year window just to bridge what's going on in the world. Once again, even 2 year treasuries, 6 month treasuries at about 4.5%, there are opportunities out there, but you need to have a plan to take advantage of them. You need to understand that there's a one big takeaway here. The purpose of having a real financial plan, the purpose of understanding what you do with your money that you currently have invested in, what you do with it going forward, should be subject to a plan so you know if you're on track or not. It shouldn't be subject to the whims of, is the market up or down? Is the Fed raising rates or cutting rates? If you work with someone like my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, where you have a written retirement plan, we call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint, then as you enter or stay in retirement, you know you're going to be okay. You know your money's going to last as long as you do. And if something happens to you, your family's going to be okay because you planned for it. So when I say a written retirement plan, we're talking about not just an investment plan, a junk drawer of stocks and bonds and annuities and things. Our Retirement Success Blueprint covers where your income's coming from in good markets and bad, how much risk you should take or not take, how to legally pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime. If you had a healthcare event like long-term care, how would you pay for it? And do you have the right documents in place to leave the legacy that you want? That's having a real plan. Unfortunately, most brokers just provide an investment plan. Bunch of stocks, bonds, annuities, no direction on how it actually works together, no direction on how it's going to get you income that lasts as long as you do. If you're working with a fiduciary like us, we build the plan and then let the plan determine how to invest the money and maximize income, minimize the risk, reduce your taxes. That is having a real plan. It's why at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, I'm the fiduciary financial planner. We've got a CPA on staff, a complete tax team, a legal team in-house, a notary, a paralegal, all under one roof. If it involves money, taxes, or your estate, we can help you inside the same four walls. So, folks, we look forward to working with you. Until next week, you have been listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And if you'd just like to have a conversation, you want to talk taxes, investments, estate, whatever have you, let's set up a 15-minute strategy call. No cost, no obligation. 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Until next week, stay safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.